This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Politicians insist on making questions of gender identity and sexual orientation moral questions about what is supposedly normal in our society. But scientists believe these questions may be better understood as a matter of public health, specifically mental health. If people feel tolerated, then the anxiety associated with being different is lessened. It's a theory, but Julia Rafman, a postdoctoral fellow at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in the Department of Epidemiology, is co-author of a study that shows a significant decline in suicide attempts in places that have passed laws legalizing same-sex marriage. Rafman says this could be a key to understanding why the suicide rate is so high for young adults and particularly for LGBT youth. Julia Rafman, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what do you think is responsible for this decline in suicides in states where legalized same-sex marriage seems to have had this extraordinary impact?
So we didn't explicitly analyze mechanisms by which state same-sex marriage policies reduced adolescent suicide attempts, and there are a number of different possibilities. So one is simply that having equal rights changed how sexual minority adolescents felt about themselves, and then that led them to have reduced suicide attempts. Another possibility is that having equal rights changed how people treated LGBT adolescents. So it changed how parents and teachers and peers interacted with sexual minority adolescents. Yet another possibility is that it was the campaigns around state same-sex marriage policies that led to reduced adolescent suicide attempts. We can also tell a little bit more about the potential mechanism. So we looked at a variable for passing same-sex marriage policies 2 years in the future, and we found that that was not associated with adolescent suicide attempts. So that suggests that any social changes leading up to state same-sex marriage policies a couple of years out were not what was responsible for reducing adolescent suicide attempts. It looks like really something right around state same-sex marriage policies or the policies themselves is what was associated with reduced adolescent suicide attempts.
Well, I would theorize that a sense of openness and an ability to suddenly raise issues that might not have been raisable in families might have something to do with this, but I'm not an epidemiologist. In your case, this is the first time a social policy has been found to reduce suicide. I know there's been studies of availability of guns and availability of other means of suicide. Describe that data.
Yeah, so there is evidence that that means reduction, whether it's controlling guns availability in the household or whether it's controlling bridges or tall buildings and making those safe environments. It's been found that those measures reduce suicide attempts. And I think this is the first time that there's been an association demonstrated with a social policy. And that suggests a lot of potential areas for further research and also can change our understanding of what suicide attempts mean. I think here in particular, we can understand that potentially the large disparity that we see in suicide attempts among students who are heterosexual, who reported a 6% rate of attempting suicide in the past 12 months relative to gay, lesbian, and bisexual students who reported that 29% had attempted suicide in the past 12 months. I think that we can explain some of that disparity.
Scientists always want to do more studies as a result of something like this. But what social policy would you recommend to immediately take advantage of this data?
I personally hope to study the effects of other LGBT rights on health outcomes, including suicide attempts. So I think examples are laws like North Carolina's HB2, where Tennessee has a law explicitly permitting psychologists to turn away patients based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. And I'm interested in how those types of policies affect adolescent suicide attempts.
Julia Rafman, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Julia Rafman is a researcher in the Department of Epidemiology at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.